Afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, February 27th, live broadcasting from our studios here in Koreatown at Kill Radio. Today we've got some recent race results from Merced Criterium and Snelling Road Race in Northern California. Also, audio highlights from the Ontario 50 Plus Masters category race, pretty cool, and some Camino Real Double Century highlights. Out in the field, a double century 200-mile bike ride held in Southern California. And also, we may be having a call-in from Christian Creek, one of the racers reporting on some of his Northern Cal adventures and his team as well. Hopefully, he'll call in during our show today. So, let's head on into some race results right now.
Northern Cal's Fremont Peak Hill Climb in San Juan Bautista, also on 9/11. Hill Climb Time Trial. Men's Pro 1s and 2s. Taking the win was Wes Holloway, riding for Echelon Racing Development with a time of 37.36. In the Masters 55 Plus, Cat 4s and 5s, Martin Highland was your winner for the San Jose Bike Club. Masters Men 55s, 1s, 2s, and 3s, riding for Voss Racing. Scott Hennessy taking that win from Salinas, California. In the Masters 45s, Chris Meldner from Crockett was your winner. Masters 45s, Cat 1, 2, 3s, Kieran Sherlock taking the win for Voss Racing. In the Masters 35s, Cat 1, 2, 3s, Greg McQuaid riding for Iron Data, ThirstyBearCycling.com. Junior Men, Florian Costa was your winner, running for San Jose Bike Club. Men's Cat 4s, making the podium in third place, Heath West from Oakland, California. Second place going to Samuel Cerruti, running for Cal Giant Berry Farm Specialized. And your winner, Kenneth Spencer from Cortex Cycling Team. Men's Cat 3 winner, Adrian Costa, running for San Jose Bike Club. And in the Women's Pro 123s, rounding out the podium, Jenny Phillips in third place, riding for Wells Fargo Racing Team. Allison Shanks in second. And riding for Fremont Bank Cycling Team, Susanna Breen taking the win in 44.19. And in the beginner Women's Cat 4s, Heather Johnson taking that win. Complete results on the Fremont Peak Hill Climb in Northern Cal at usacycling.org. All right, in the Snelling Road Race in Northern California, February 25th, held in Snelling, California. In the women's pros and category 1-2s, rounding out the podium in third place, Stevens Bikes, presented by Pactimo's Heather Van Sickle in third place. Second place going to Vonderkit and Focus's Ruth Winder. And your winner, riding for Exergy 2012, Ray Shaw. Women's Category 4s, Kimberly Ford picking up the win from Tri-Valley Velo. Juniors, women's 17-18, Fiona Winder was your winner, riding for HDR presented by Lombardi Sports. Masters 45 and over, Hunter Zissing, riding for Echelon Charity of Choice was your winner. And in the Masters 35s, Nick Theobald, riding for Safeway Bicycles Plus, picking up that win. Men's Cat 3's Travis Lyons, Team Mike's Bikes was your winner. And in the Men's Category 4s, Dulce Vita Cyclist Christopher Zampala taking that win. Masters 45s and over, Cat 4s and 5s, Philip Smith, your winner from leadoutracing.com. And in the Junior Men 13 to 14, Justice Long, riding for San Jose Bicycle Club, was your winner. And in the Men's Pros and Category 1s, 2s, Tyler Brandt taking third place from Team Mike's Bikes. Cal Giant Specialized Chris Stastny taking second from Vacaville. And your winner from Simple Green and out of Temecula, California, Southern California rider Christian Creek. And we're hoping to have a call-in from Christian on today's show as well here at Bike Sport Radio. Complete results at usacycling.org. Okay, Southern California, some really cool stuff going on down there. The UCLA Street Sprints. This is collegiate racing. Collegiate street sprinting held in Valencia. Collegiate Women C's, Christian Lee riding for UCSB, picking up that win in the street sprints. Women's B's, second place going to UCLA, Cedar Bao Saji. And your winner, also from UCLA, Catherine Pollard. Women's Category A's, street sprints, third place, Virginia Solomon riding for USC. Santa Clara University's Maura Kinsella taking second, and UC Davis's Danielle Hallman picking up the win. That's Collegiate Women's A's street sprints. Collegiate Men D's, third place going to UCLA's Mazier Hemati. Second place picked up by UC Santa Barbara's David Michenberg. And your winner from Tulane University, Aaron Biros, in the Men's D's street sprints. Men's Category C, Stanford University's Connor Gilbert taking third place. UC Santa Barbara's Alexis Candelaria in second. Cal State University Fullerton's Kevin Buckler picking up the win there. And in the Collegiate Men's B's, Stanford University's Riley Majun Fagan in third. UCLA's Yusuf Azazni second place. And your winner, Sierra Nevada's Garrett Hankins. And in the men's collegiate A's, UCLA Street Sprints, UC Santa Barbara's Cody Anderson in third, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Brian Funk in second, and first place picked up by UCLA's John Lexa, collegiate men's A, UCLA Street Sprints. And good news out of Northern California, also in Chico. Police arrested a Chico man February 19th following an attempted burglary. Man was identified Wednesday as the lone suspect in dozens of other thefts targeting high-end bicycles and bicycle components. Officials conservatively estimated the value of the items stolen at $125,000 and said it is possibly the largest property crime ever investigated in Chico. The bicycles, some selling for more than $8,000, came from several burglaries around the North State, but mostly in Chico, said police. Well, isn't that something? Victims who have had expensive bicycles stolen from their residences are asked to contact property crimes detectives at 897-5825. A serial number, license number, or specifics identifying the bicycle is requested. Again, victims can reach property crimes detectives at 897-5825.
Okay. Bad news, actually, if your bike was stolen, actually. So, sorry about the area code. I don't know the area code, actually. That's a Chico, Northern California area code. All right, we got some upcoming events. The Central Coast Circuit races are continuing. The series starts Sunday, March 4th. And that's on the property of the Army base of Fort Ord in Monterey. Central Coast Circuit Races. Keith DeFiber is your promoter there. 60 minutes to 75 minute races for all categories in Northern California. It's up by Monterey. CCCXcycling.com for details on the Central Coast Circuit Races. In Southern California, we've got the MASH at Six Flags Magic Mountain, presented by Icon Events. This is an 8-week winter training series on Wednesday nights, featuring Grand Prix cycling series as well as a 5K road race series for runners and triathletes. You can pre-register for the entire series for $128 if you're a cyclist. That's $16 or $16 per race. The MASH Winter Training Series is sponsored by Cannondale Carl's Jr. Racing teaches EMS services, Fluid Newberry Park Bike Shop, Bonk Breaker, and Nissan of Valencia. Complete details at www.mashraceseries.com. Also coming up in Southern California on Saturday, March 3rd, Cal Pacific Export Packers presents the Winter Track Classic, brought to you by Lightning Velo. And this is at the Velo Sports Center at the Home Depot Center in Carson on the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. Track racing for Masters 45s, Men's Pros Cal 123s, Juniors, and Women, as well as what? That's it. Well, juniors, men, women, and masters 45. That's the race series. That's the Cal Pacific Export Packers Winter Track Classic. Again, that's Saturday, March 3rd. Full details at lavelodrome.org if you're into track racing. If you're into mountain bike racing, we've got an off-road dirt series. Southern California's U.S. Cup, brought to you by Team Big Bear. Some mountain bike racing going on, starting March 3rd and 4th at Vail Lake, Temecula, continuing March 10th and 11th at Benelli Park in San Dimas, and then also March 24th and 25th in Fontana, and more in April, May, and June as well. Part of the U.S. Cup series, brought to you by ShowAir. Full details at TeamBigBear.com. TeamBigBear.com again for Team Big Bear mountain bike racing in Southern California. And more racing going on in Northern Cal, also mountain bike racing. You can find details at ncnca.org. All right, we've got John Prosser of Taleo Racing. He's got a few tips on riding in the rain, and we got some rain predicted for today, possibly out there. So if you're riding or racing in the rain, here's some tips from Jonathan Prosser.
2012 racing season just around the corner now. Your training's been going well, and then you notice on the weather forecast that there's a bunch of wet weather coming in. What do you do? Do you stop? No way, not this time of the year. You're going to have to get out there and ride in it. Growing up in the UK and now cycling in Oregon, I've done a fair amount of cycling in the wet, and I'm just going to give you a few tips that I've learned over the years. One of them is, it's not as bad as it seems. Once you get out there, it's not as bad as it is once you're sat in the house hearing the rain hit the window panes. But there's a lot of things that you can do to make your hours out there in the wet more comfortable. Probably the best thing you can do is put some fenders on your bike. That dramatically cuts down how wet you get from all the spray coming up. The other thing I've learned over the years, it doesn't matter what you buy, you always seem to get wet, especially from the waist down and your feet. Doesn't matter what overshoes you've got on. So it's really important that the layer next to your skin will keep you warm even if it's wet. A lot of the fabrics now, they're really good at keeping you warm and comfortable even if they do get wet. Polypropylene, a lot of these outdoor products, they're really good for your base layer. So that's really important. The other thing is, if you can get fenders on there, also get some really good tires for the wet. They need to be a little bit stronger, perhaps, than what you would normally ride. Surface water can hide obstacles, potholes, glass, stones. So the sturdier the tires, the better. The last thing you want to be doing is changing a tire in the wet. Lights are good, and light clothes, because again, you know, if it's wet, the cars are going to have a harder time seeing you. So that's really important. And you know, a couple of other tips would be to remember, even if it's wet and relatively cold, then keep the Cytomax going, keep hydrated, keep the liquids coming, and also try to eat. It's very kind of tempting to miss out all the hassle of getting the layers off and the waterproofs off to eat. But if you're going out there training, you still need to carry on doing those. So that's it. Don't worry, the spring's soon, coming up soon, and the summer will be there. So just a couple more months. All right, take care. Bye.
All right, thanks, John. John Prosser of Taleo Racing in Northern Cal with the English accent on rain riding. And yeah, that's true. You tend to forget about eating, tend to forget about drinking your fluids when you're riding. And you're still sweating, even though you're wet. So you could still get dehydrated or get cramps. All right. So bike racers and what you need to race bikes. We had a chance to be at the Ontario Grand Prix. We've got some highlights from that, some sounds of the Masters 50 Plus race and its conclusion and stuff. Listen to Ralph Elliott on the announcing there. And we've got a couple of audio highlights from the El Camino Real Double Century also. So sit back and enjoy some of the sounds of bike racing on Bike Sport Radio.
With five laps to go, picking up the three bonus points. Looks like it's going to be Schroeder Iron. Okay, good job, Frank. Five laps to go.
Masters 50 Plus. Masters 50 Plus of the Ontario Grand Prix. Five laps to go.
And on the field, three and two water bottles and a tote bag. Mara and I grab it to the field. Here's a chance to get something, guys. Beckley's going to win the race, so field green. Two water bottles in a tote bag. Mara and I got it. To the field. Okay. You're on the field.
The three dominant teams. Great.
So good job, Breakaway. Four laps to go. You're going to win. Nice honest Breakaway. Three of the best teams here. And our Masters 50 Plus, up the road. Mikey Sue. Four laps to go. Here's the field prem winner. Congratulations. 50 seconds to the race. 560. Pick up the green. Four laps to go. Bob the ball. Pick up the field prem. Rick went the road. 30 seconds. Four laps to go. Three amigos, three-man breakaway, three laps to go. You're going to win. Stay honest. Great job, you guys. Three laps to go. Now, we got to stay honest. I saw a three amigo breakaway last Saturday out of Imperial. Three guys were up the road. And then they started... Well, play cat and mouse. I have other terms I use for it. Well, and they went so slow on the last lap that these guys actually caught Thurl Rogers because he was playing so much cat and mouse. He was sure third, but nope, he didn't get it because the field came and got it from him. 50 seconds, three laps to go. 5:05, say, let's go. That's Garo. Three laps to go. Three amigos up the road at 50 seconds. You guys are racing for fourth. Three laps to go. BBI. And Kurt McNutt from UC Soccer. Perfect example of how you make a breakaway stick up the road. Three of our teams, three strong time trial guys, doing a great job.
Great job, Frank.
Two laps to go. You're going to win. Next up, Schroeder Iron and Breakaway. Two laps to go. And safely, yes, they can. It's all about the team tactic here. This basic team tactic 101. Get the right combination of teams up the road. And then guys back in the back that don't want to chase. See, all these guys were listening to Thurl Rogers. Go get him, Thurl, go get him.
He said, hey, you guys, I need some help. And they're not getting it, so they didn't go.
Guys like Rogers, Carl, Caskey, River Run. Those guys, the breakaway of 1 minute up the road, you're racing for fourth place. Where is it going? All those guys, they just look at each other and say, no. So right now, all of them are waiting for Roberto Paganini, he's 76 years of age, to get up there and pull him back. Because they look at each other.
and didn't stay on. Good job. Three amigos. Greg Jones, Schroeder, right now, you guys are going to win. Almost a minute of damage, you're going to win. Keep it honest. One lap to go. Great ride. We're going for 4th, 5th, and 6th. Keep your wits about you.
I didn't even see your race at all. Alright, we're on the final lap now. Kurt Bicknell, David Prechtel, Frank Schroeder in the break. At about a half a lap to go now.
All the way to the finish line. Got Schroeder IRM first. Front right now, getting a little bit of tour in five lanes. Here comes Bicknell, here comes Bicknell. So as we drive it to the finish line, Bicknell, Bicknell, and Schroeder IRM. Kurt Bicknell, the champion. Schroeder IRM second. Prechtel in third. Now watch this. Here's Kyle for 4th, 5th, and 6th. Coming down. Piston Parkway, 100 meters to go. Knees are banging, elbow jamming, like they're stretching, heads are bopping. 50s are rocking, and in the field is congratulations to 513, Steven Gregorian. Congratulations, you guys. Perfect number champion, Schroeder Iron second, Dave Prechtel third, and Steven Gregorian rounds out the top four and bringing the field in.
45 plus. So.
All right, that was the Ontario Grand Prix. Ontario Grand Prix held yesterday, just yesterday, February 26th. Visit psvelo.com for details on that entire series at Ontario, the Ontario Grand Prix. All right, we got some sounds from the Camino Real Double Century also, including a brief chat with one of the riders out there, Mike Sturgill. So enjoy that for a few minutes here on Bike Sport Radio.
On the course, but if you don't want a car, just tell them to check it. If you don't care about the car, just tell the volunteer you don't care.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the start of the Camino Real Double Century.
And I hate to even have to say this. At the lunch stop, we're using an RV park that allows us to use the toilets. Okay? Hopefully, in the past, sometimes she forgets to unlock the door and there needs to be a car. That shouldn't be a problem, but please, use the toilets. Okay? If you have to go bad, please do not go in the bushes there. There were people that went to the back of me against the wall there. I really need to be able to use this checkpoint. I hate to be able to even have to say it, but please be mindful of the toilet situation. Same thing at Santa Novri. If anybody has seen not going to the bathroom, this happens every year on this ride. If anybody has seen going to the bathroom in any other place but the bathroom, we're going to DQ you and ask you not to come back because I'm going to get in big trouble for the public peeing. And I'm sorry I didn't have to say it, but it happens every year. So please, please, be respectful in public. If you got to go to the bathroom, wait until you find a place to go. I'm embarrassed to have to say that, but I always do. I think that's it. As I said in the email that went out, the first turns in the city are not marked. We're not supposed to do that. We've been told by the police in the county Orange and in Irvine not to put markings on the road in the city. So you are responsible for navigation all the way down to the coast. And I know it's a lot of turns, but I also know there's a lot of people here who live here and know exactly where to go. So if you stay in groups, you'll be fine. And on the way back, the course will be marked with yellow arrows on the ground. Okay, yellow sticker arrows on the ground, and we usually mark at least one or two arrows approaching a turn. At Tribugo, the last checkpoint, you have to make a right turn to get to at the bottom of the hill. It's very easy to miss. So I'm going to try to put a lot of arrows there and also maybe put some reflective blinky lights somewhere in the bushes or whatever. So just try to be mindful. When you come bombing down that hill on Live Oak, it's really, really twisty. Within a tenth of a mile or so, you should be making that turn to the Tribugo store. So those who didn't, or those who got the email hopefully and read it, Costco's not carrying Cup of Soup, the one that we usually go to. We didn't plan to have more time to go shopping around, but I'm going to try as I'm driving out there to find a place to find Cup of Soup. And actually, out of health, how many people would actually eat it if I had it there? Okay, well actually that's not that many. That's maybe 20 people. So that means I have to find 20 and I might not, instead of 180. Okay, so that helps. Okay, so I'm going to do my best to find it. If I have time, there's a Walmart or a Smart & Final that I can find, I will get you soup. I'm sorry about that. Now we know, we'll plan better. We've never in 12 years not gotten soup at Costco. Okay. So, we're going to head out now. I'm going to type your numbers down. I'm going to sit right here.
All
right.
Roll call coming up.
Orderly, it helps with the flow of getting out of here, okay?
Bike Sport Radio's at lunch now.
I did 1,000K
on the double
flesh.
Yeah. Camino Real.
I thought I was going to die on the 1,000K.
And
I've never felt roads like that. Yeah. I have no idea how you guys do that.
It's hard.
I see you guys out there doing 500 miles or every weekend. I'm thinking, my God.
I know.
My ass is not that tough.
That's the Texas roads he's talking about.
And we're listening to
Mike Sturgill.
Mike Sturgill.
From Phoenix. Oh,
yeah. From Phoenix, talking about riding in Texas. We have a podcast with you. It's a Bike Sport Radio.
I'll get a photo.
Oh, you want to get a photo?
Yeah, I could do both.
All right, we'll get a photo here on Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And,
hold on. So there you go.
There, I heard a flash. Yeah. I saw a flash. How do you hear a flash? And, there's Willie over there on the banana bike.
Oh, he's drying out his clothes. Look at his laundry.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be coming back at you later on Bike Sport Radio. We just saw some top riders come through. Dave Ellsbury's out here, also Joel Southern. They're long gone now at the rest stop. The Yellow Submarine.
It's the Yellow Submarine.
Say hi to Bike Sport Radio, Lynn. Thanks for volunteering.
Hey, Brad, thanks. You're doing a great job. You and Brenda look awesome out there.
Oh, I'm glad. We look better than we feel, huh?
No way.
My turn. Right. Oh. He wants me to drink the coffee. Okay, Bike Sport Radio will be back in a minute.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
That's right. That's right. We appreciate you listening. If you want to be part of Bike Sport Radio or be a guest in our studio, contact us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. And remember, cyclists and motorists out there, drive your bike just like you would your car. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio. I ate a handful of peanuts, and I told them this.